No, I mean, the things that are going on in the world right now, I wonder if they are the sort who feel like they are somewhat aloof from it. When you do the thing that they do, this magazine that they do, it's usually decent business just to act like you have no opinion about anything. That way you can go ahead and you can print things from both sides. You tend to kind of be a moderate person on things like this. And I wonder if they are the sort. Okay. Well, you'll have to share with me, because I don't know.
Maureen is very opinionated, and she tells her opinion.
Yeah? She's kind of like Karen, I used to think that Karen was just kind of a happy person that was always forgiving and never thought badly of a soul. And I guess over the last 10 years or so, she's, I said, Dad, she's a person. She does. There's some people she can't stand. And she has opinions about a lot of things, which I didn't think she ever had before. Or I didn't think she could entertain much of this, Oh, I can go ahead and take my stuff. If I was a wise person, I would probably keep my thoughts more to myself. I don't know if it's wisdom or caution. It's hard to tell which is which sometimes. Well, that's people would always say that it's just good policy not to get involved in these kind of things, but to go, well, you see things, and it's like, you don't spend your life just not saying anything. It's not for you, just for your private consumption. I'm just so, can I be honest? I'm just so flabbergasted about how divisive Trump is. Says he's just a guy. And I'm not sure exactly where to place the why about it. I really do think it is the deep state. The deep state state just hates him and wants to destroy him. You know, the Democrats are going insane and the Republicans are just kind of keeping their hands off and not really supporting him at all. And you're going, wow, it must be a hard thing to be Donald Trump. And you go, I respect him for going out there and standing up in the howling wind and in the battle and in the whole thing. I'm sorry. I said, and I think that may be his greatest attribute. You can say anything you want to about the fact that he's not presidential or whatever. And you go, at the end of the day, it says, he is standing up to forces that nobody has chosen to stand against, ever. Reagan might have a little bit, but I said, he's actually standing against the slow, steady march toward, I don't know what you call it, socialism? Is that what it's going to end up being, or is it going to be even worse than that? America has a bad habit of when we decide to do something, or when we do something, our version is always bigger and nastier than anybody else's. I said, if anybody can force kind of a communistic, socialistic society to actually work, Americans could do it. It says, it'll be horrible. I said, you know, and you can say, oh, the Russians, they were terrible, they're the worst. And you go, you know what? I don't think they were very committed to it. I think the people here will be far more so. And you go, yeah. It says, I think it's like those Nephite dissenters, Lee. I think we were taught about Nephite dissenters and about how much worse they were than the Lamanites could ever be. Said, take the Lamanites, call them the Russians, and take the Nephite dissenters and call them the people who are dissenting against America right now, and you'll see what's going on. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's a really good analogy, and yeah, it'll be really, you know, hardcore Marxist Americans going and stirring up the Chinese and the Russians to come smash us. Yeah? I could see that happening, and that would clarify a lot of the I don't want to call it confusion that I have, but a lot of the wonder that I have about why did Mormon choose to stick that whole war period in the Book of Mormon? Why did he do it? Couldn't he have just mentioned, yeah, there was wars? You know, because he had done it before, right? And this year there were wars. We had wars. It was bad. A lot of people died. It was terrible. And then it was the next year, you know. And we seem to have this really drawn-out thing. And I think part of it is that he's telling us, I think, that we shouldn't roll over to this stuff. You know, there is a lot to the gospel that makes people think that you should capitulate all the time, right? We're good people. We don't, you know, we don't fight against things. Bad things happen and we just kind of put up with them, and you know, we get humble and all that stuff. And you go, I don't know. It says, there are parts in the Book of Mormon that tell us there's times when God says you need to stand up for your liberty and fight. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. And I don't remember the book really getting mad about Tiankum. And you're going, oh my gosh, you know, wasn't he cocky? Wasn't that presumptuous of him just to go after the head of the snake? You don't do that. That's not even modern warfare. You know, it's supposed to be the little people fighting back and forth. The big people always live to a ripe old age, right? I'm sorry, you're busy.
No, I need to stop so we can go walk.
Yeah. Oh, walking. Sure. Matt, y'all set?
Of course I'm all set.
Oh, okay.
I'm cool with that.
You're right. Of course. Of course you're ready. So I do. I kind of wonder if that's... if that is one of the reasons why we have this part of the Book of Mormon is for the times to coming.
You see my zucchini?
Right there. What do you mean right there?
It's
oh, yeah! Yeah! Absolutely. Well, we might want to give it a little more time. We don't want to get too big, though, Matt, because then they don't taste so good. Yeah, they are. That's where they hang out. That's where they hide. I'm not sure if I might get one of the rocks and try to stop up that one spot too, because when they're so small, they can get through the stuff. You do?
I'm Wally!
Look at that. Little bitty pumpkin.
Right. Right. Let's give it more time until that pumpkin.
I don't know. There's one that's going to start going here.
Yeah,
once that flower comes
that.
Off.
Yeah.
This thing keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I know.
Pretty soon we won't have any place to put the compost. I've been putting it just over there.
I think there's possibilities of those too.
Golly, what are we going to do with all these pumpkins? Doing great, Matt. Wow.
Whoa.
It rained pretty good.
Apparently.
Right.
I'm not
okay. You can just go off to. So, where do you think you're headed? Phobos or Patel?
Okay.
There's some tomatoes, man.
Yeah.
See where he goes. With some beans.
Yeah.
Well, there must have been enough rain because that's slow.
Yeah, I know. I slept through it. I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything either. So yeah, I do wonder about that. Now, I don't think it, you know, It isn't like we can take our own initiative on this stuff. This is going to be cool this morning. Oh, how cool it is. So, anyway, car's not here. Huh. Don't even begin to know what that means. But the car. Yes, Nephite dissenters. Yeah, they don't want to. You know, become part of the Chinese army. They want to leave it. They want to make a deal with them, you know? Let's invade the United States. We'll tell you how to do it. We'll finance you. We'll make it possible for this to happen. No, I'm gonna go up this up the hill. And then back down, I guess. Yeah, I think my knee's still got issues. Well, this one isn't too bad. Cat?
Yeah. She's a about that bone, about that tall. She's a long-haired calico. She's got like gold on her nose. Her hair on her nose is real gold. I've had some guys working on my house, and somehow she got out.
Oh.
Tuesday, and that cat means everything.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh my, yeah. That's the trouble. Chances are some that's what happened. Tough little part of town for cats. Same issue. Although mine will hang around, I tell you. Little monsters. Oh, yeah, these?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what substitutes for grass around here. If you keep them cut down, you don't often get him coming out, but oh. Boy, it looks quite clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. We need to start putting them somewhere.
Yeah.
That thing is going to fill up soon. Okay. Yeah. I think this is gonna be the walk today. Yeah. It does look cool. Especially if they don't know you and stuff like that. It's like, run away. Okay, guys.
Okay.
I'll meet you back there.
Okay.
Get him. Take it easy, pups. Okay. Well, not much reporting that way.